ان الحمد لله والصلاه والسلام على اشرف الانبياء وعلى اله واصحابه ومن والاه وبعد. In the qualities of the strangers, the al-ghuraba who Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam promised tuba is the quality of dependability, is the quality to inspire trust in others. Dependability is the outcome. Dependability is the outcome of something else, and that something else is the keeping of promises. This is sadly something that is for the most part missing amongst us and in our lives, where a man's word is no longer his bond. Now in Islam, very important for us to understand that even though the Quran in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us to write down our agreements and to have witnesses for them, and he said that if you have no witnesses, then Allah is the witness. You must remember that this writing down does not sanctify the agreement. The agreement is not more serious because it was written down. The writing down is only to record what the agreement was for the benefit of those who the agreement will affect, who are not in that agreement. So if there is an agreement between me and you, we write it down not because without writing down the agreement is not valid. We write it down for your heirs and my heirs, for those who this agreement later on will affect, who are not part of the agreement today, they are not here today, but they should know what is it that my father and your father, what did they agree? What was that agreement? It is to record that only that we have been told to write it down. But the agreement itself is the word that one man gives to another, one woman gives to another. And that word is sacred, that word is safe, and that word is the bond, and it is the mark of the man. A person who gives his word and then breaks his word, this is not a man. This person is not a man. We don't know what he is, whatever he is. But somebody who gives his word and breaks his word is not a man. So therefore, it is absolutely critical to ensure that we keep our promises. There is a lot of benefit and a lot of reward in keeping promises, and there have been very serious warnings in the Quran about those who break their promises, breaking their covenant to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, breaking their covenant to each other. The promise, the biggest promise and the first promise, is the promise by which we enter this deen itself. La ilaha illallah is a promise. Muhammadur Rasulullah is a promise. This is a word. There is no written document. But that word determines the difference between Jannah and Jahannam. That is how sacred that word is. When we say Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu anna Muhammadur Rasulullah, we have only stated something. There's no requirement to give it in writing to somebody. It is, we don't write it and sign it, and it's not kept in a safe in some central location or whatever. No. Just the word is enough. But that word is the difference between Jannah wal Jahannam. And the same sanctity of the word is carried forward into all our relationships with each other. And that is the whole issue of dependability, where a person, we must develop this character where our word can and should be taken as our bond. The simplest example of this is punctuality, keeping appointments. The most simple, the most common, and unfortunately the most commonly violated also. We tell people, yeah, I will see you tomorrow. What does it mean, see you tomorrow? Is that serious? And may Allah forgive us. We, because of our behavior, we have given the term insha'Allah a bad meaning. This is, we'll answer to Allah for this. This is a, I mean, people, it has gone so bad that if you say to somebody, inshallah, I will meet you tomorrow, the person says, please, don't say this, inshallah. Are you meeting me or you are not meeting? No, bolte log. I mean, now this is an absolute shame. It is an absolute shame, and we are the cause of the shame because we have done this. I mean, the outsider, the other person, what does it mean to him? On the contrary, it should have been the opposite. The person should have said, alhamdulillah, he says, inshallah, means that he will do something. No. Inshallah has become a joke, as inshallah has become a bad joke relating to the Muslims. People say the Muslims are the people of IBM. Inshallah, bukra, malesh. So first you say inshallah, the next day tomorrow, and then no problem, doesn't matter. Forget it. People of IBM. La hawla wala quwwata illa billah, inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi rajiun. Very, very serious. We have to remind myself and you, we have to break out of these things. Don't give inshallah a bad name. It's the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It means that we do something if it is the will of Allah. Don't give this a bad name. It is the barakah in our speech and in our talk. So, keeping promises, as I said, simplest, most common of that is to keep our word with regard to appointments. And of course, there are so many others. I won't go into a list of all those things, but whole issue is this. Our life is made up of promises. When you get married, that's a promise. What is an aqd? An aqd is an agreement. It's a promise. It's a promise that you will take care of your wife. It's a promise that she will take care of you. You have your duties, she has her duties. It's all a matter of promise. And then if you don't keep that promise, you know the result. When we enter into a business deal with somebody, same issues. Today we have reached a stage, may Allah protect us, where people don't want to do business with us. People do not want to trust us. People don't want to give any job to us. And it has almost gone to the point, and most people are polite, so they don't say it in so many words, but there are people who are more frank than polite, and they say it. If you want something not to be done, give it to a Muslim. If you want something to be done substandard, give it to a Muslim. I mean, what kind of reputation is this? This is absolutely shameful. It should have been, and it was, and used to be the opposite once upon a time. But what is the good of telling all these stories of once upon a time? We have to create and write our own history. A Muslim's word is his bond. And therefore, dependability is to build a reputation that your word is your bond. Dependability, each one of us must build this reputation to say, I can be depended upon. If I tell you I will do something, you can go home and rest in peace. That will happen. As long as I am alive, this thing will happen. And then when we say inshallah, we say this because we recognize the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in it. Not because we want to give ourselves some leeway or we want to escape and use that inshallah as a substitute for lying or not being serious. No, that is not the reason for the inshallah. The inshallah there is recognizing that I am giving you my complete word, but I recognize the fact that all things are not in my control. I might drop dead, who knows? That is the reason I am saying inshallah. But it does not mean that this inshallah is some kind of a safety net for my lying, for my lack of sincerity, for the fact that I never meant to do it in the first place. No, that is not the meaning of inshallah. Inshallah is just to recognize my humanness, just to recognize the fact that I am not in control of everything, and therefore I recognize my Rabb, and that inshallah is a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ki ya Allah, do not allow my word to be broken. Help me that my word is not broken. That is the meaning of inshallah. When a person gives a promise and he says inshallah, that inshallah is a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To say, ya Allah, laaj rakhle. Don't allow me to be disgraced because I just gave my word, inshallah, based on your will. So therefore, please send your will and ensure that I am able to keep my word. Don't let me be disgraced because I could not keep my word. That is the actual meaning of inshallah. Inshallah in that state means this. It's a dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not something to be used as, you know, I never had any intention of doing something anyway. Then I say, yeah, inshallah, I will do it. And this, that's a lie. It's a lie, and it's a lie against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah protect us. So therefore, I remind myself anew, the quality of the strangers, the quality of the people who insha'Allah al-musta'an, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give Jannah as per the promise of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is the promise, is the quality of dependability, the quality of sticking by your word, the quality of keeping your promise, the quality of a man whose word is his bond. As long as he is alive, he will deliver what he said he will deliver. And that's a very important quality for us to inculcate and to reinforce and to teach. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us and to enable us to do that which is pleasing to him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika arhamar rahimin.